Chapter 2. Malcolm J. Moldowski did not hesitate to address United States Congressman Dave Dilbeck as a card-carrying shithead, to which Dilbeck, mindful of Moldowski's influence and stature, responded,
"I'm sorry, Malcolm."
Pacing the congressman's office, Moldowski cast a cold, scornful eye on every plaque, every commemorative paperweight, every pitiable tin memento of Dilbeck's long and undistinguished political career.
"I see problems," said Malcolm Moldowski. He was a fixer's fixer, although it was not the occupation listed on his income tax forms.
"There's no problem," Dilbeck insisted, "none at all."
"We were gone before the police showed up."
Moldowski was a short man, distractingly short, but he made up for it by dressing like royalty and slathering himself with expensive cologne. It was easy to be so impressed by Moldy's fabulous wardrobe and exotic aroma that one might overlook his words, which invariably were important.
"Are you listening?" he asked Dave Dilbeck.
"You said there's a problem. I said I don't see any problem."
Moldowski's upper lip curled, exposing the small and pointy dentition of a lesser primate. He stepped closer to Dilbeck and said,
"Do de name Gary Hart ring a bell? Fuck-ups 101. You need a refresher course?"
"That was different," the congressman said.
"Indeed, Mr. Hart did not send anyone to the emergency room."
Dilbeck felt the heat of Moldowski pressing closer, smelled the sharp, minty breath, and inhaled the imported Italian musk, which was strong enough to gas termites. Dilbeck quickly stood up. He was more at ease speaking to the crown of the man's head instead of eye to eye. The congressman said,
"It won't happen again, that's for sure."
"Really?"
The acid in Moldowski's remark made the congressman nervous.
"I've been doing some soul searching."
Moldowski stepped back, so Dilbeck...